So we will now get into understanding everything about advertising budget. It's a very complicated activity. In a very simple term, you will only get a basic perspective about it. Advertising budget is an amount which you have to keep it aside from your marketing spend, entire functional spend. And that will enable you to go to market, communicate, generate the revenue, which will ultimately satisfy your set marketing objective and profitability objective. So marketing conditions will have to be also considered while you set your objectives. So essentially, the factors that needs to be taken account are these factors. Okay, these are the 8 factors that needs to be considered. We will be studying them, each one of them, respectively. So let's get into this. The first aspect, advertising task needs to be achieved. So various tasks we have earlier studied also in the DIGMA. So whether it's an awareness, trial, persuasion, sale, what is it? What is the task you want Ed to achieve? Having done that, about brand, what it is, yani brand building, awareness, image, loyalty, what level you want to take your brand to. Reach and frequency dynamism we have seen. So whether it is a reach important, whether frequency it is important. So that also you have to consider while you shape your this thing. Accordingly, the scheduling also determines your budgeting need, whether your industry needs continuous flighting or pulsing schedule. So a very simple term, a regular interval, you suddenly burst in midwin and then you disappear, or when season comes. So these are the things which determine your need for budget. Competition and a clutter. So high nature of competition, high clutter, etc., intensity, the power of the competition, etc., will determine how much more you need. Share, market share is the ultimate derivative or the ultimate indicator of your superiority. So whether you are going to struggle to maintain, whether you are trying to improve, increase or develop the market and thereby garner more volume for you. Uniqueness of the product, standardization, PLC stage and a product life cycle stage that you are at, market share, whether defending or growing. So these are the aspects which come under that. PLC, product life cycle stage. So whether you are into intro, growth, maturity, decline phase. So generally in the intro and growth phase, you need higher budget. Then as you reach maturity, budget tapers, down. And as the decline starts, budget has to be effectively utilized or trimmed down. Next is the product differentiation aspects, which is whether your differentiation is strong, sustainable. Okay. If it is not, then you need a higher budget to constantly keep reminding customer about your differentiation. Or differentiation without equity, if low, higher budget is required. So to build an equity, if you are looking at that, again the budget needs are higher. Retailer, so what's your channel strategy? So whether channel will constantly require push so that the retailer puts your brand in front of the consumers, then you require better budget. Lesser the support, you need to create pull. So if you believe that the trade need not be, then you have to look at the pulling side. Customer on his own coming to the retailer, but that also needs more budget. Financial resources, which is availability of fund with you. Ultimately, you may aim for the sky, but is the money available? What is the health of an organization? What is the portfolio health? Okay, what is the brand health, etc.? Are the aspects that needs to be considered. When you do this and the budget is set, etc., and the other cost factors are in front of you, what is it going to impact your budget, profitability, cost of goods sales, etc.? That also needs to be considered. So we have understood various factors that taken into account. Almost 8 of them we have seen that needs to be taken account while deciding about your advertising budget. Okay. However, there is a technique, there are the framework through which you can determine that amount. So this is what we are going to study about. So there are various approaches to that which enables you to allocation of the advertising and a promotional budget. Objectives set without budget are unrealistic. So before we get into that, there are salient aspects that needs to be seen so that if you set an objective without budgetary consideration in mind, then they become unrealistic. They are not supported. Budget is always limited. So fund is always limited. So budget has relevance to critical marketing objectives. You have to always match marketing objective versus the budget that is on hand. Otherwise, you revise your objective. You probably cannot revise your budget. So establishing the budget again, advertising without promotion is without the edge of your knife. Yeah. So advertising without the promotion, you continues to advertise, but you do not do promotion to save on budget, then that is also a not an effective tool. Yeah. It is a knife which is no edge, you know, so to say. Promotion without advertising is like a broken knife. So as they say, if there is a promotion but there is no advertising support, then your tool itself is broken. So this being the reality, we get into understanding where you go about forming your advertising budget. So there are budgeting approaches, two basic approach, top down and built up approach. Top down approach means, as the name suggests, budget is fixed and passed on to the department down the line. So here somebody else fixes the budget and passes on to the department at the down the line. So it's a predetermined without any theoretical base. You are just informed about the number available to you. So that's a top-down approach. Top might have considered few aspects like profitability, the growth possibility and all. But you probably do not get that picture. You only get a perspective that this is your budget for the next year. Okay. So top-down method, how does that person who is working on a top-down method do it things? And so he has one approach called affordability method, affordable method. Here firm needs to compulsorily spend on certain cost heads. So when they look at the year ahead, they know that these are the compulsory costs that they need to spend on. So production, operations, etc. So they first allocate funds for that. Margin prediction determines the impact on profitability. Then you look at margin, whether can you extract same margin, higher margin or a lower margin. Depending on that, it will strain your available resources. So if you predict a lower margin in the coming year, that means you are not going to get the desired profitability. So that profitability being low, that means the cost control is needed and to maintain your level of profitability, etc. Organizations accordingly decide how much additional money is available. So on one hand, you have determined various fixed costs that you need to spend on. You probably know your revenue. Now what you are left with is the money available. From that money available, also there are certain other costs has to incur. One is the advertising and promotion cost. And so that has been given to you, the marketing cost. And from the marketing cost, you derive your advertising and promotion cost. Task by advertising is not considered. What is it that advertisers are supposed to do, or for advertising, what are the tasks? How much direct marketing you are going to do, how much teaser, how much, you know, promotion activity, etc. Nothing is considered. It is just that from the available resource, this is the budget that can be provided to you. So that's a top-down arbitrary allocation method. Budget is determined based on what is therefore considered bare minimum or a necessary that you must have or you must do to sustain. There are no advertising objectives or a purpose for doing an advertising clearly defined, because it cannot be. There are no advertising, it is based on the management ad hoc consideration about how the market is going to be in the future. It is illogically derived. There is no strong logic behind. It's just that these are the limitations under which we are operating, and therefore we are giving you this amount. So you also operate in those limitations. That's the message. The third one is the percentage of sale. This looks a very logical approach. If you are planning in higher growth and you relate your budget to that percentage, you can tend to say that you are going to get the logical share of your budget. Here, future sale is projected and its desired impact, and accordingly the percentage is determined. So past analysis is done wherein how much growth in sales is achieved at what percentage sale of advertising budget, that has been derived first. Both then can be used where the sales projection is derived differently and percentages are derived using past data. So on one hand, you derive your sales forecast. On the other hand, you parallelly measure the past trend to achieve this sale. What is that you have spent on advertising? So whether it is 4%, 3%, 7%, what it is. Now when the sales figure of the future gets derived, this percentage is applied to it. There you may follow average method, there you may follow last 2 years method or whatever, last 3 year method. Those are the different aspects, but that percentage is applied to the future projected sales and the revenue thereof. and that amount is made available to you. A clear relationship exists between the sales and the advertising expenditure. However, this approach leads to budgets set by availability of funds rather than the market opportunity. So look at the other side of it. Market opportunity is not considered. There may be a strong opportunity to grow market even higher than the what sales project predictions are. But here you are bound by certain sales prediction which gives you X amount as a budget. So you are bound by that. So therefore you are not in a position to exploit the opportunity in the market growth. The fourth is the competitive parity. Here what is happening, the budget is set to match the percentage advertising sale of the competition. So your figure is derived comparing you with the competitor. So competitor at this percentage of market share is spending so much, which is say so much percentage of their sale, etc. So organization helps you to build around that logic so that you are somewhere close to competition. You cannot tomorrow say that, you know, I did not get enough budget, competition got more budget, etc. So this tripartite relationship as to what is the competition's growth, market share, vis-a-vis what is the growth and what is the budget that they have, and same logic is allowed to be applied to your budget formation. Two variants are there to this, what you call share of expense, SOE. Here past data of the entire industry and each enterprise is compiled, both sales and advertising expenditure, and this is applied, okay, to your future projection. To maintain past share of industry advertising expenditure, your budget is derived. So that's a two variants. One is the share of expenditure that we have understood. The second is share of voice. Here the past data of the entire industry and each enterprise is compiled, but in terms of market share and advertising expenditure, etc. So it's like a sales market share and advertising expenditure. Here what happens, sales and advertising expenditure is only considered. In share of voice, market share is also added. To maintain the past market share of industry advertising expenditure, your budget is accordingly derived for the future market share that you want to achieve. Vis-a-vis your prediction of the competition future market share, therefore your prediction of what sales budget of competition is going to be, etc. So here the market share is added as a dimension to derive your budgeting for the future, which is called a share of voice. So there are two variants to the competitive parity. One is a share of expenditure, which is essentially based on the past data of the entire industry on the sales and only the advertising expenditure. Here it is market share, sales and advertising expenditure. Three dimensions are there. The return on investment, very most popular method. Here the advertising is considered as an investment, something that you invest and you reap the benefit over a period of time. Also, it is accepted that the impact of advertising is over in a 1 year. That is one other drawback also part of it. Sale is a result of advertising seen over a period. While sale is a result seen over a period, the return over pre-agreed period is considered as an investment made in the advertising, and therefore the return is accordingly calculated. However, unfortunately, the ability to display the relationship between this is very difficult, because here you presume that the advertising effectiveness will last for 2 years, 3 years, etc., which may not be the case. So therefore, the derivative amount that you get may become a right or wrong standards, you know, for you to work upon. It just gives you another aspect is period is over and then you are trying to measure at that time. This tool is impactful, that tells you that did you make money or not. But projecting based on return on investment is a slightly tricky thing, because return on investment is a result of many other aspects. So that's another point that one need to know. What we are trying to understand is the various advertising budgeting approaches, top-down and built-up approach. We have understood various top-down approaches. Now let's understand the built-up approach. In this, objective and goals are determined, cost of calculated based on the objective that has been set. It's a built-up. You are trying to build yourself. So therefore, it is called as a built-up approach, where costs are calculated to achieve the desired goal that you set. So for desired goal to set, what you do is an objective and task method. One approach is a objective and task method. You process involved is establishing the communication objective first. Now, having done the communication objective, decide what is the strategic aspects linked to it, decide the tactical aspect that is linked to it. To do both these things, what are the tasks involved that you need to do? For each of these tasks, you find out what is the cost associated to it. The total of it will give you a budget. Now you match it, you look at the marketing need and the result expected, and you may slightly refine it, fine-tune, increase or decrease as the case may be. So therefore, it is known as the objective and task method. That is method one under the built-up approach. The second is the payout planning. Here, payout means marketer projects the revenue that a product is expected to return over a period of 2 to 3 years. So here, a payout period is determined. Cost is associated to generate the revenue, including the advertising. So to get that advertising revenue, to get that revenue, what is the cost that you need to incur in terms of advertising? That is found out. Armed with this data, marketers present period in which project will be paying off. So marketers then decides how many year or month the period project is going to be paying it off. If need be, it is readjusted. So you try to derive your payoff period. Yeah. So this is payout time is considered. So you have a data which is cost is associated with generating that revenue, and prior to that, you have projected revenue available there. So based on that, you determine your payout period, and then based on that payout period, you determine what is the budget that you need. You may have to readjust your budget as per the availability and other fund consideration. Under this method, the product life cycle is also considered to ensure that the expected profitability and return on investment is achieved. So a PLC nowadays is getting shrunk. Earlier PLC used to be say 5 year, 10 year. Now PLC is 3 to 5 year. So you have to also consider payout period is one which gives you from when you will be profitable, so called. But if your PLC is shorter, that means you need to recover your investment in a shorter time. So accordingly, for doing that, whether the advertising budget needs to be more or adjusted accordingly, that is a question that gets internally discussed. PLC is a result of, however, other external marketing forces. PLC is not a result of your activity alone. Suddenly some substitute has come in, suddenly competition has got aggressive, etc. So therefore, expected PLC may not be the real PLC when you actually get into deriving the final benefit that you have achieved. So built-up approach, under that the payout planning approach we have once considered, the payout planning approach, the one PLC is a critical component, but that is something which is very difficult to determine. So friends, we have understood in this chapter various critical aspects of advertising, budgeting, etc. and all. With that, you also probably got a bit of an overview of how the budget is framed and all. Degmark is a crux of this particular chapter. You must really invest time in understanding what is Degmark. And with that, I conclude this session. Thank you.